So the question is, so if we have these repressed emotions or backlogged emotions and they come up maybe from our childhood, maybe past relationships, how do we tackle them? Just as I said earlier, it is by neither repressing, meaning ignoring, avoiding, you know, distracting ourselves away, you know, reaching for a smartphone or something, right? So that's one extreme. Then the other extreme is being lost in it, being overwhelmed, being like, overpowered by the emotions. You know, we might feel extremely angry or extremely anxious or have like a panic attack or have some harsh, unpleasant emotion, you know, like crying, you know, breaking down, like just, that's being lost in it. But there's a middle ground here. So that's your tackling, okay? The middle ground where we're aware of this unpleasant sensation. Oh, yes. And it isn't going to feel nice. There'll be somewhere on your body is not going to feel nice. Maybe your heart or some other body part. But we, at the same time, kind of tolerate it. And we patiently endure it as we do our object of meditation. Despite it. Okay? Despite it. And we can... So that's kind of like the clinging to the mast of the ship during the storm. That's the refuge. Our object of meditation provides that refuge. Just keep on with your mindfulness of your breath or your mindfulness of your body or whatever you're doing. You have to have an object of meditation. And you have to have like an iron will that's what you're going to keep doing no matter what. And if you don't know what object of meditation, I say body. Whatever the painful place is, you don't have to pay attention to that place. You could pay attention to your foot or your hands or some other place. Or if your body feels too nasty, okay, pay attention to the space around you. And just be aware your body's in the space. You just know where your body is. You just know that you have a body. You might feel unpleasant, but you know you have a body, and you know where it is. It's in the space. So you can kind of spread out your awareness so it isn't quite so unpleasant. But that will be your savior, is the object of meditation. Until finally that difficulty passes.